time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton. This is Todd Griffin in the WPKY studios. Thanks a lot for tuning in this morning. We're going to start the show today with the new Caldwell County boys basketball head coach, Chuck Mitchell. He's in the studio with us, but not new to Caldwell County, Chuck. We've seen you for a long time. Is the first order of business for you to move everything from the girls basketball office over to the boys basketball office?
Yeah, I think we're doing everything at once, kind of. It's been such a quick turnaround, that and coaching staff, trying to get the boys in the gym, getting familiar with some of their things they do. And we had, I think, 22 boys in yesterday, just kind of a greet and meet, got some shots up, got some paperwork to them.
How soon do you guys get out on the court and start playing some summer games?
Well, Coach K had scheduled some games for Monday at the Plex, so that'll be our first time we'll be together. A couple JV games, a couple varsity games, and you know, we just want to get out and hope we can get all the coaches there and be able to see what they're going to do and see what kind of team we got this summer.
After 4 years as the girls head coach, what kind of attracted you to the boys' job?
Well, you know, I've coached boys before, coached a men's basketball at Union College, and I've been around it a lot, and I've coached girls a lot longer. But, you know, I know all the kids coming up. I know what they're going to be about. I thought this could be an opportunity. I wanted to put my hat in the ring, see what would happen, and it turned out really well.
Yeah, the coaching carousel really spinning at this time. You know, you're going from the girls' job to the boys' job. Matt Fralick's an assistant with the boys last year, is the new head coach down at Crittenden County, replacing DJ Pig, who was down there for a year. John Newton over at Madisonville North Hopkins stepped aside. So the 7th district and area teams are going to look a little different, you know, come up this new season.
Yeah, everything's kind of changing all at once, seems like. You know, basketball, you got so much to do during the summer. So, you know, I've courted with Matt. I wish him the best of luck at Crittenden County. I think he'll be good for them.
Yeah, that'll be a big rivalry game now when the two teams hook up.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Have you got your coaching staff situated yet?
Well, we're still working on one. We're trying to – I've got to meet with somebody today, and we're hoping that works out. I know that Coach Sam's going to come back in a volunteer basis. Mm-hmm. I know that Jesse's coming back. He's going to help. He's huge with the boys. He works with them at Trilogy right now, so we got one more spot to fill, maybe two.
It's really a difficult time to almost try to change – gears coaching-wise, because everybody thinks, well, the season's still a ways off. It doesn't start till November or December, but you guys are working right now.
Yeah, right now is the time when you try to get a little bit better at certain things. And for me, just trying to learn the boys a little bit. So that's why it's so important for the coaching staff to come back. If Coach Cash is listening to me out there, that I'm talking about you, Coach Cash. We'd really like to have you back. But know the boys a little bit and help me with that.
So you guys are going over to the Hopkinsville Sportsplex next week, and where do you go from there as far as a summer plan?
Okay, well, we don't have anything else planned for next week, but I'm trying to get some games. The following week of the 12th, nothing. I talked to Coach Payton over at Coach Karloff over at Mayfield. He's got games that week, but they're full. We're going to try to get in there. He's going to try to fit us in. I think the 19th, we've got Livingston coming to our house. And then the 20th, I believe we're going to Graves County.
What's your philosophy over the summer? Is it play as many games as you can, or you just want to be, you know, pick a little picky and play here and there?
Yeah, I think that's going to be the latter there. Just pick and play here and there. I want to be in the gym a lot, see who can be there consistently, and learn something about the guys. You know, individually, I got to talk to them yesterday, and it was really good. But I want to see what they – you know, we can play all summer, but I want us to be able to get in the gym, work on some stuff, and we'll play here and there.
What are your initial thoughts on what you've got coming back?
Well, I mean, you know, you've got, I think, 3 seniors. I met with seniors yesterday, and, you know, you've got – The two Eddington boys are going to – Carter and Cullen, you know, they're a mainstay. Jadarius Wilson is definitely a huge part of the mix. You know, he was there. He's been texting me and calling me. I've been with him since as a teacher. Since seventh grade, you know, and he's starting to mature a little bit is what we're hoping for, and he can really help the team. And there's just a lot of different kids. You know, D-Man's going to be incredible. He can get up and down. He can guard people. He can play two or three positions. Luke Parker, you know, if we keep him healthy, he's going to be, you know, he's growing and he's just athletic, and you can do a lot of different things with him.
Well, do you still want to try to play a pressing style and get up and down the floor a little bit?
Todd, you know me. These guys can do it, too. You know, we're going to get up. Our defense score points for us, and I think we're going to be deep enough to be able to do that.
I saw that Madisonville North Hopkins, apparently their big young kid has transferred to Davis County. I saw that the other day. So how do you see the 7th District kind of shaping up for basketball next season?
Yeah, and, you know, that's something I really got to get familiar with. I'm not real familiar with all of the teams and the coaches. Being 4 years talking to all the girls' coaches, and, you know, we really had a great rapport, yeah. All of us did. So you got to know a lot about them. So that's something I'm going to have to really figure out and see where we're at.
Now, looking ahead to boys basketball in the 2nd region this season, I know you're familiar with a team down the road called Lyon County.
Yeah, they're a really good team. Perry kid's, I guess, going to be a senior.
I think a lot of people around the area are probably glad that he's finally going to be a senior.
Yes, absolutely. great basketball player. You know, I've got to speak with him a few times. Good young man, always respectful. I've never, you know. So he's a good golfer as well,
yeah.
So I'm really excited to have our shot at them, and they're going to be one of the best teams in the region for sure.
Travis probably the front runner or a front runner for Mr. Basketball. You got to think.
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of my friends back in Eastern Kentucky and Central Kentucky, they know about Travis. You know, and that's very unusual to know about a player out here because it's just the way it is. But you know, the Shepherd kid and Perry, that was a battle last year.
Yeah.
But they know about Travis. So Travis' name's all over the state.
Well, I do want to ask you one more thing about Lyon County. I don't want to make it all Lyon County since we're talking Caldwell County basketball here. But the Lions are going to go play in Wayland this year. They have a game in the old gym where King Kelly Coleman played.
Oh.
What do you know about that area? Have you ever been to that gym?
I've never been there before, so
Yeah, they're going to go play what school is it there? I can't remember. North somebody. North. It's in that school district, and they still use that gym occasionally,
really?
For throwback games. Lyon County is going to go play a game there, and I guess the place seats maybe 500 or 600. So
wow, that's going to be a great atmosphere.
Yeah, that's going to be crazy. But I know you're kind of an old basketball guy like me.
I do, yeah. I know we've got a throwback game.
Good.
You know, the girls and boys are going to be playing at Butler, if I can remember right, December 5th, I think. Don't quote me on that, but I think. And the girls are going to be playing Crittenden, and the boys are going to be playing Trigg County.
Oh,
so
good.
That's what we got. It's going to be fun. We played one game at Butler my first year here. It was double overtime with Crittenden County.
Yeah.
We come up on the winning side, but the atmosphere was electric in that gym. I loved it. So,
well, in many ways, the cab is bigger. There's more room. It's a better facility overall, but there's still some magic left down at Butler Gym.
Oh, I love these old gyms. You know I do. And that gym just – I could not believe the people right down. You could just about feel them breathing on your neck. That was basketball. That's the way it was.
Well, and back in the day, it was, you know, it's downtown. People can walk there. There's a lot of people in town that can walk to the game and then walk home afterwards.
Yeah, people to school are telling me how people just walked down to the game, come in, and it was packed every night. Yeah.
So I'm glad that was going to be my next question is, when are we going to have a throwback game?
Yeah, I'd like to do one every year. It's just so much fun.
Yeah. We're talking this morning with Caldwell County boys basketball head coach now, Chuck Mitchell. We need to get to a break here on the Sideline Report, but we'll come back and talk more basketball right after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
We believe you want to make wise financial decisions and live generously. At First Southern National Bank, we are making that even easier. Banking should be convenient for you and your schedule. With our new ITMs, a video teller is available to assist you with almost everything you could do inside a bank or at an ATM. You don't have to get out of your car, and the ITMs will offer extended hours, making it easier to deposit checks, withdraw cash, and more. Learn more about ITMs at fsnb.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At At Trilogy Performance Sports, they believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training. Their staff members are actively enriching the lives of their members and creating a community of like-minded people. And getting you in shape is their number one goal. They have everything you need: knowledge, experience, and equipment. They find out what's important to you and design a customized plan that fits your needs. Learn more at TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
If you're involved in an auto accident, it's your choice where your vehicle is repaired. Some insurance companies refer you to Pro Shops because they give the insurance company discounts. But with those discounts, the insurance company has input on the parts used and might not always use what is best. At Trice-Hughes Body Shop, they're not partnered with an insurance company, but they give the same lifetime limited warranty to the person who owns the vehicle at the time of repairs. Visit Trice-Hughes in Princeton for your vehicle repairs.
This is Kevin Meacham from H&R Agri-Fi. When it's more than just your lawn, it deserves a Kubota Z400. Get a head-turning offer on class-leading speed, agility, simple deck height adjustment, and quality cut. When you need comfort and performance, then you need the professional-grade Kubota Z400. Right now, get the Kubota Z400 mower for zero down, 0% APR for 48 months, or save $300.
Now through June 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer. Test drive one today at H&R Agri-Power, 4900 Eagle Way, Hopkinsville.
Dunk's Used Tires and Wheels, where the customer is always number one. So when life's throwing you a number two, just remember, Dunk's Tires and Wheels, because we'll be here for you. We sell used custom wheels and tires and do plug and patch repair. We have all tread styles and sizes in stock. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, and on call for emergencies. Call 270-963-6391. Dunk's Used Tires and Wheels, where the customer is always number one.
At Johnson's Furniture and Appliances in Marion, Kentucky, you're treated like family, because to them, family is everything. Johnson's has the reputation of helping customers with brands you can count on, like GE Appliances. Shop their selection of GE Appliances with premium finishes and features that make household chores easier, giving you time to do what matters. Bring home the long-lasting quality of GE Appliances today. Trust Johnson's for furniture, bedding, and appliances, because you're like family, and family is everything.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Thanks a lot for joining us this morning. We're talking with Kiowa County boys basketball head coach Chuck Mitchell. And Chuck, it's going to take me a while to get used to saying boys basketball head coach, but going to be a little different this year, but glad to see you're back out there. And you guys have a youth camp coming up pretty soon.
Yes, sir. We got our boys and girls youth basketball camp starting next week, the 6th, 7th, and 8th. I think we're going from 9 to 11. We're going to be using both gyms, the middle school and the high school, rotating. It's going to be a really good time. We got, about 75 kids that's already signed up. That's not counting the kids that will come through the door and sign up that day. And we're expecting a good time and a good turnout.
I want to talk about your schedule coming up a little bit. I know the All-A Classic is always a big thing, and I'm assuming this year's schedule is probably already set, but are there some things down the road you want to do with your schedule, or maybe some people you'd like to play down the road someplace?
Well, I got to be honest with you, Todd. Everything is happening so fast, and we're trying to do a number of things right now at the same time. So I've not had a chance to look at coach's schedule that we made. I've looked at the Class A a little bit. I think, I believe, don't quote me on this, but we play Livingston, and then we've got and then Lyons in the same bracket. So Lyon County's in the same bracket, I believe. So we're looking forward to that and the opportunity to play in the Class A. But I've not seen the schedule, but I'm sure at some point this summer I'll be able to sit down and just kind of focus on that.
Well, and at some point maybe the West Kentucky Hoops Classic is something you're going to look at, because you guys are always bringing in great teams for
Listen,
that.
I'm telling you, Tori does such an outstanding job, and Coach K was tremendous with that. I've got big shoes to fill, not just with the team, but with when we do stuff like the tournament. It's a great time. If you love basketball, like I say this a lot, you can come in, sit down, and just watch a lot of good basketball. And, I had on the girls' side, I had Rowan County come, where I used to coach, and, they lost Miss Basketball, the Ford girl, so I'll get to see some of my old friends when they come.
Yeah. Who are the girls' teams this year?
Logan County, Crittenden County, and Rowan County.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yes, sir.
And I know the boys' side is just absolutely loaded.
It's wide open, I'm telling you. It's going to be a lot of fun.
My feelings are still hurt from last year that the weather didn't cooperate, because
quite a lineup.
I feel like that was a nightmare dream or something. Yeah. We just sitting up there and waiting for something to happen. The weather.
Well, the one game we actually got to see between the powerhouses was a double overtime game.
Yeah, it was. You know? Yeah, what a start.
Yeah, we're going to get 2 days of that.
Yes, yes,
we
sir.
It didn't, but hopefully this year the weather works out a whole lot better. Looking ahead, though, some rule changes coming in next season. And what are your thoughts on the free throw thing now with the new setup for that?
Well, you know, I don't think that's really going to affect us much. I mean, it could, but I think we're going to be okay with that. The girls team and the boys team, for that matter.
So no more 1+1 situations, right. And no more 7 team fouls. It's the 5th foul of each quarter.
Exactly.
And you shoot 2 free throws.
Yeah, that's it. You know, the kids will, you know, explain that to them. I don't know if we're going to start doing that this summer. Probably not. Just probably shoot 1 free throw, count for 2. But, you know, we'll just have to get them used to that, that scenario if it does happen, when it does happen.
I saw somebody in the NBA had offered up a suggestion that if you want to make games go faster, nobody should shoot free throws until the last 4 minutes of the game.
Wow, that's interesting.
So that'd be different.
Yeah, that'd be a very different.
I don't know if you ever watched the NBA much back in the day, but I kind of miss the old 3-to-make-2. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. I mean, I tell some of the kids, they said, what are you talking about, Coach Mitch? I said, yeah, that's what they did because they was trying to get to make free throws.
Yeah, in the NBA at one time, if you hit one of the first two, you got a third free throw to 3-to-make-2.
So yeah, yeah, and, you know, old Shaq may have benefited from that.
Maybe, yeah. I don't see how a guy who made that much money playing basketball could shoot free throws that poorly, but yeah. Hey, it worked for him.
It did. Shaq, they fouled him on purpose.
Now, rumor is that the Federation, the National Federation, in the next couple of years is going to mandate a shot clock in high school basketball. Some states already have one. What are kind of your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you and I have talked about this before. You know, I know it's coming. Mm-hmm. It's just right around the corner, so With my style, we're going to play a speed up type of basketball defensively, push the ball on offense. So, as far as we're concerned, from my standpoint, we're going to be fine. I don't think it's going to affect us much. As far as programs, girls programs and boys programs around the region, there might be some teams that would prefer not to have that. And I'm old school. I'm ready. I'm like the way it is, but you got to move on and go. Yeah. I think the shot clock is coming, but I don't think it's going to affect us much.
Well, how often does it truly come into play? I mean, they say a 35-second shot clock. I think most teams take a shot within that time.
Yeah, you can look. We're definitely going to get a few shots up in 35 seconds. But, you're right. I don't know how much it's going to affect if it does come in. But yeah, it's coming.
Does it affect the way you coach or prepare for a game or anything?
There might be special situations during the game that you can use the shot clock to your advantage, and hopefully it does, and not a disadvantage. Yeah. But for the most part, I think we'd be fine.
Yeah. Seems like probably the biggest thing about the shot clock is, number one, you actually have to buy shot clocks and have them installed, which costs money like everything does. But then you have to find somebody to run that shot clock every game.
Yeah, that's extra people to work. It's, I know Coach Riley's our athletic director. I know he's loving that. I told him, I said, if we get a shot clock or anything like that, we can take it out of the football fund. And he didn't like that very much. So, it's going to be more money. You got to find more people to work. It's a little more effort.
Anything else you'd like to see changed in the high school basketball game, or is it in a pretty good spot right now as far as you're concerned?
Yeah, I think it's in a pretty good spot. I can, during COVID, when they were flipping for the jump and all that, I couldn't understand a lot of the stuff we were doing, but I like the way the rules are right now. The kids are adapted, getting used to the free throw thing is going to be a little bit different. They'll have to understand that, but as far as everything else, I think it's fine. Yeah.
I had almost forgotten about flipping for starting possession then.
That's going to go down in my book one day.
Well, as you take over the boys' team, do you approach it differently, coaching boys or girls, or is it all just I'm teaching basketball?
It's basketball. I mean, you know, boys, the game's going to be a little faster. With girls, you can micromanage a lot of different situations. Boys, you know, the game's faster. We got a lot of kids on this team that can get up and down the court. We're definitely going to get up and down and get some shots up. Rebounding's going to be huge, you know. Jay Darius under the basket and outside. I tell you, Jay Darius he hit 6 out of 7 threes yesterday when nobody was guarding him, but he's going to be able to shoot the 3 as well.
Yeah. Well, What kind of goals do you have? Have you had a chance to sit down yet and even think about what's coming up for the next season?
No. I'm telling you, it's just a whirlwind. We're still trying to manage some different things going on with the girls' team and the boys' team, and trying to get things situated, trying to get the boys ready to play. We got some kids on vacation. That's not always, yeah. Football team, they're lifting in the mornings, and the kids are coming in the afternoon and playing. So, I've just not had time to sit down and wrap my head around things yet. Until things calm down, settle down, it's going to be like that.
Once again, what do you guys have coming up the next week or so, and how busy will you be over the summer?
Well, we'll go to the end of the June till dead period starts. Like I said, we've got the Plex on Monday. We've got two JV and two varsity starting at 5 o'clock. And then the 19th, we've got Livingston at home, and the 20th, we've got Graves County at third place. Now, in between that, there's a week where we don't have any games, but I'm going to try to get us something.
Okay. Can people come out and watch those games?
Absolutely. Come on in.
No charge or anything? Just
no charge.
Out and watch.
No, I hope I'm not overstepping my boundaries, Coach Riley, but no charge.
Well, always interesting to have you on the show and talk basketball with us. And like I said, we'll get used to calling you the boys' basketball head coach, and you'll be over in the other office now.
Yeah, we're trying to move across the street.
Chuck, thanks for coming in,
and
congratulations on the new job.
Thank you, Todd, for having me.
Yeah. That is Tiger basketball head coach Chuck Mitchell moving over from the girls program to the boys program. We need to get to a break here on the Sideline Report, but we've got Caldwell County track coach Steve Shaw coming up next. Stay with us as we roll on here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Now's the time to plan your future. Contact Woodman Life Craig Smiley, 1009 West Main Street, Princeton, 270-365-6111.
Your Weather Edge Weather Center forecast by this afternoon. Might see a pop-up shower or two, maybe even a thunderstorm. Mostly sunny skies, high of 86. Thursday night, mostly clear skies, low around 65. And then we close our work week Friday with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the mid to late afternoon. Sunny skies, high of 89.
What are we going to do? Doctor, will he be okay?
Unexpected happens. Goodwin Insurance Agency has you covered with auto, home, life, commercial, boat, and RV insurance. That way, when the unexpected happens...
Congratulations! It's a girl!
You're covered.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
At Tricios, they're ordering it your way. How would you like to have a vehicle built just for you? Little things are important, like rich colors, big screens and displays, almost like watching TV. Exteriors with beautiful style and powerful engines that respond to the lightest touch on the accelerator. It's time to get what you want. Order your new ride and feel the thrill when you drive off the lot. Tricios in Princeton is the one-stop shop for everything your vehicle needs. For more information, visit tricios.com. That's tricios.com.
Hello, this is Brad Harrelson with First Southern National Bank. There is little doubt that many are facing financial hardships in our country today. The statistics can be startling to look at, with as many as 70% of Americans having less than $1,000 saved for emergencies. While it can be easy to point fingers, the truth of the matter is that many folks lack the basic financial knowledge to avoid these pitfalls. To meet this need, First Southern has provided financial literacy resources so that the people of our communities can be better equipped to face the financial challenges life throws their way. We invite you to explore the Financial Literacy Resource Center at fsmb.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At YourSportsEdge.com, we strive every day to continue to bring you the gold standard in high school sports coverage, with more on your teams and your players.
Where did it show up there?
And while they are not gold, those crystal awards we have won for doing what we love to do are pretty cool too.
That's something you see every day.
The Kentucky Broadcaster's Best Digital Product Award winner. YourSportsEdge.com.
We are back on the Sideline Report at 1580 103.3 WPKY. Thanks a lot for tuning in this morning. We appreciate Caldwell County Boys Basketball Head Coach Chuck Mitchell for coming in and being on the show this morning. Changing gears now to from basketball to track, we've got Caldwell County track coach Steve Shaw in the studio with us. And Steve, thanks for coming in, and busy times for you guys.
Yeah, we're gearing up, getting ready to leave out this afternoon for state. So, yeah, a lot going on.
Yeah. Tomorrow morning, you guys will compete in the Class 2A state track meetup at UK.
Yep, 9 o'clock, everything kind of kicks off all at the same time. And, you know, with the state, they run it pretty efficiently. And so we'll zip through things pretty fast. So, you know, I've been kind of getting the kids, you know, prepared for kind of the speed of how fast things move at state. The good thing is now I've got kids going that have experience.
Yeah.
And so that helps out a lot.
Well, the big question is, did you guys have your hotel rooms reserved ahead of time? Because busy, busy time up in Lexington.
I did, thank goodness. Yeah, because they've got softball, baseball, tennis is up there. Of course, you've got 3 days of track, 1, 2, and 3 up there. And then they got the baseball regional for UK. And it's just – it's crazy because the track is right next door to the baseball field. Yeah. They actually share a walkway coming up in between them. So, tomorrow's going to be crazy. Lucky for me, I get on it pretty quick just because I get so busy and I just, you know, I know I am. Mm. And so as soon as I find out what the dates are for our meet, I call up there. There's a hotel that we stay at every year, and they take really good care of us. I actually have the manager's cell phone, so I just shoot over a little text, hey, we need 8 rooms for this. When can I call you and get that reserved? And, you know, she'll send me one back and say, hey, you know, give me a call at 1 or whatever. Yeah. And so, you know, I reserve 8 rooms, and that's, you know, just what we needed this time, thankfully. I didn't have to add anything to it.
Well, and I think there's a music festival up there this weekend or something that's also kind of taking up some of the hotel rooms in the area.
And I think, UK's having a football camp because a couple of my kids are going up and staying, like Cooper's staying, for the football camp at UK. Oh, okay. So they're having that as well.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, that's just bad planning on everybody's part. Because Lexington's, you know, it's just not that big a place. Yeah. And to have that many people coming in all at once, just, I heard that the closest place you can find a hotel is Elizabethtown, Somerset, or Louisville.
Yeah. Well, and I don't think Kentucky expected to host a baseball regional. I think that was one of the things. And as a matter of fact, the 3 teams coming in for that are actually going to stay in dorms on the UK campus, is apparently what I've been hearing.
I was talking to a couple people, and they said that I guess that UK's dorms are privately owned. They're not part of UK's system. And so they were renting them out at, what I heard was $97 to stay in a dorm. And I was like, you know what, that's not bad. Maybe I should look into that next year. Because, Lexington's not cheap, but the place we stay, they cut us a really good deal. And a big part of that is because just how good the kids are when we go up there. We don't leave messes. They're not tearing stuff up. They're really polite. You know, we'll go get something to eat. Sometimes we'll eat right there at the hotel. Sometimes we'll go and eat at some place. And, just how we conduct ourselves and how we represent the school. And it goes a long way, and it helps me and the team when we have to do things. You know, when I have to go out and find a hotel room, if we're going to go someplace, people are really accommodating to us just because they know how our kids act when we get there.
Well, now the big question, how many do you have going to state, and how many events are we going to be represented in?
Well, we're taking 14 total. On the guys' side, we were just down a little bit this year, and I kind of felt that way. We graduated a really good class last year, and it was kind of a rebuilding for us. So, Cooper's going up, and he's going to throw shot and disc. Mm-hmm. And looking down through the flight sheets where they tell us, you know, who's going when and where, he's the only 9 on there. He's the only freshman at state, which is really good. And there's only, I think, 1 sophomore. Mm-hmm. And so everybody else are juniors and seniors. And then Timothy Nichols is going to be competing in triple jump, and I think he's seated about 10th, and I think he's got a really good shot at meddling in that. So it's top 8 for that. And then on the girls' side, you know, we're taking the 4x1, 4x2 teams plus the alternates, so we're taking 12 girls up there, and it's good. You know, I like taking the alternates because they get experience. I think our 4x1 team is going to do well. It's going to be tough for them to meddle. 4x1 is really tough this year. I think if we hit everything right, we could have a chance. 4x2 team, I think, even though we ran really an incredible time for us, I think we could go a lot lower now. I think our exchanges were slow on that, which is kind of typical of 200 because that runner's coming in there kind of gassing a little bit, and so you don't want to take off on them like you would on 100. I think we could be a little faster there. I think we could possibly dip down into the 148s if we just show up and with the right attitude and just attack it like you need to. And then, of course, Avery's going up in the 200 and the long jump. I think she's got a good shot. She's in a good lane. She's in the second heat, but I've seen you know, every year it seems one or two people will win out of that second heat, will win medals, because you get people in that first heat and they're just not used to losing. They're not used to being behind somebody. And they'll hit that last 10, 20 meters and they'll just kind of coast it through the line. And so, you know, we really practice that. And I preach about it all the time, is running through that line. And it really is what got Avery second place at regionals. You can see the girl from Tillman kind of back off a little bit as she approached the line because she wasn't winning. And Avery ran through it, and that's what got her that second place. You know, it's a whole race. You know, it's starting blocks to finish line. It's not, you know, it's not 180 meters. It's right. 200 meters. So she's got a shot. I think Ava shows up. Ava Pickett's going to compete in the high jump. And we know she's got, you know, 5.52 potential. It's just a little bit of form work for her. Mm-hmm. And the best thing about that is that they're both juniors. You know, my 4x1 and 4x2, Shaylee Thibodeau is my one senior, mm-hmm. and she's a big part of those relays. But I'm bringing everybody back, so I'm excited, you know, about what's going to happen beyond. But right now it's just, you know, hey, let's just show up tomorrow. Let's just everything we've got, no holding back, and let's just see what we can do.
Now, who's on the relay teams?
For the 4x2, I've got Haley Dalton. She's new to the team. She's a freshman. She leads off for that. Then it goes to Ava Pickett. She's kind of everywhere mm-hmm. on the team. She's running hurdles. She's high jumping. She's part of a relay. Then from her it goes to Shaylee, who runs that third leg, which is really instrumental. She's the second fastest 200-meter runner I have on the team. But I need somebody to get from Ava to, you know, to Avery, mm-hmm. and she really, you know, plays an important role. That third leg can play a really key role in a relay, because it's kind of linking you to that fastest runner. And then, you know, Avery with a running start, you know, runs really well. Mm-hmm. You know, she's tall and long, and she, you know, when she gets that that turnover for her, that stride length really is an advantage for her mm-hmm. in the 200. And on the 4x1 side, you know, we kind of shift it up a little bit. It's a little bit different race. You know, it's more of a power as opposed to speed over distance. Mm-hmm. And the 100, you know, I got Chevy McGowan leads off for us, and she's been in that spot all year long and has really worked hard. She takes from her setup mm-hmm. all the way through, you know, how she comes out of the blocks and her mm-hmm. angles. And it sounds weird. You think you just take off and go, but there are angles to it, and she takes it really serious and has, you know, made a lot of improvement from the beginning of the year. And then that goes to Avery, which a lot of times people go, well, why don't you have your fastest runner at the anchor leg? Mm-hmm. But what people don't realize is the second leg actually has the baton the longest. Mm-hmm. They'll have it in their hands anywhere from, depending on where they get it in the zones, she might have it for 110 to 115 meters as opposed to just 100. And then we go to Mariah Merritt, who's been, you know, with us for a long time, and she's, you know, again plays that key role. You know, I could trust her in her exchanges, and she runs really well. You know, she's kind of our number two in the 100, and you know, she gets it down to Shaylee in that anchor leg, and she's got that good speed over distance. And really the biggest for us was one, getting Chevy out of the blocks and getting it to Avery fast, and Chevy just poured herself into it and made a lot of improvements. And then the exchange between Mariah and Shaylee was a little slow. Shay was getting out a little slow on it, and it's just I don't want to mess up. Mm-hmm. It's not that she doesn't understand what we're trying to do or isn't good. If you're going to be really good at the 4x1, you've got to almost be on the edge of messing up. You've got to kind of dance on the edge of disaster.
Well, I remember one meet watching the Hopkinsville guys try to make the exchange, and the lead man would get out so far ahead, the guy with the batons trying to dive to make that handoff, you know.
Yeah, you want to be in the 100, your runner coming in wants to be at top speed, and you want your runner going out accelerating as they get the exchange. Mm-hmm. And we've done a lot of work. I did it with the guys last year for the first time, where we kind of alternate hands, and what it does is it frees up space in the lanes where one guy is inside and one person's outside. And I had guys that I'd had together for a few years so I could try it. And then towards the end of the year last year, I felt comfortable enough to let the girls try it. And both teams, once they started doing that and they could see what was going on, really bought into it. You know, at first, when we first started out, it was just right-hand exchange all the way around. But if you watch the Olympic team, that's how they do it. And I've always been a firm believer in, if you want to be good at something, watch somebody who's great at it and do what they do.
Well, those exchanges can be everything. I mean, you could lose a couple of seconds there.
Oh, easily. And really, our 4x2, their exchanges were better. And our 4x1, when we beat Callaway here a few weeks ago, the exchanges were right on. They were accelerating out as they were getting it. The handoffs were clean. There was no reaching, no diving, no like seconds. Sometimes you'll see them have to reach a second time. And, you know, we work on it. We work on it at a slow pace, and then we accelerate how, you know, you just kind of get it in stride as part of your normal motion. And if you do it right, it goes pretty quick. If you try and reach out with it and try and stick it in somebody's hand, it just doesn't work as well as if you try and do that as part of, like, your normal running motion. It's weird how it works. I'm sure some psychologists could explain it better than me. Yeah. But I just know that if you do it as part of your normal motion, you know, 95% of the time you're going to put it right in there on that first shot.
Now, when you were running through the entries at state, Avery Wells, I believe, is in four events.
Yep, she's going to compete in four. So both the relays, 4x1, 4x2, and then she's qualified automatically as a long jump. She got second long jump, got second in that 200. She would have qualified on time, but it's cool, you know, when you get that automatic qualifier. Yeah. And that's, you know, we've got those two. And then, you know, of course, we're taking Kendall up here.
Yeah.
Mahaffey, she's going. And so we're looking at it. And, you know, I talk honestly with her about it. You know, she's our wheelchair athlete. And you can ask her. I don't cut her any breaks. Mm-hmm. Right. She's right out there. She's part of the team. And she'll tell you. You know, I got onto her a little bit yesterday. She's kind of going slow. But it was a hot day, too. And I was like, hey, you know, it's going to be hot track meet. And she's like, yes, sir. All right. And, you know, she got right back on it. And, you know, I love the way that kid works, and the team's right there behind her. And she's going to go up there, and she's not going to have any competition. She's going to come back with a state championship, which is awesome. And we talked about it. It's like, that's great. I said, so you got a couple goals. I said, number one, keep it between the lines, right? Let's you know, make sure we're going straight. I said, and I looked up, and there's a state record. It's 34-4. She was at 36 and some change at regionals. I was like, okay, let's make that our goal.
Yeah.
Right? You're not going to have competition, so let's just put that head down, focus beyond that finish line, and let's see if we can set a state record in this. And then we've talked a lot about, yeah, you know what, you're not going to get much competition. Mm-hmm. But I've been talking to some people from Louisville about adapted athletics, basketball, and you know, track and other events. And so we're starting to get more involved with that. But I told her, I said, you know, this is an opportunity for you to motivate some people. And, you know, some people are going to be there, and they're going to see you and how you conduct yourself and how you go about your work and that you take it serious and that you gave everything despite the fact that you know you're going to win. Mm-hmm. But who are you going to affect beyond off of that track? Who's going to be watching that says, oh, you know what, maybe I can try something. Mm-hmm. Maybe there is something. And I said, maybe it's not track. Maybe it's not athletics. But, you know, you could use that to kind of inspire and motivate people. I said, so let's take that approach, that I'm going to show up, I'm going to work my best, and I'm going to be a great example for other people.
Yeah. How did that opportunity come about to get the wheelchair and to have that opportunity to race?
Yeah, she came last year as a seventh grader, and she wasn't able to compete last year, but we used it as a learning experience for her and me. Coming into this thing, I didn't have a clue what I was getting into. I knew that it was available, and I've always said that our track team is, if you want to come run track for me, you can run track for me. And I didn't realize it was going to involve an adapted athlete, but, you know, the good Lord put us together, and here we are. But I've talked to the state, and they're like, hey, she's got to have a modified wheelchair designed for racing. She's got to have a helmet, which she loves, and that's a lot of sarcasm.
Yeah.
she's not wild about the helmet. Everything else is cool. But I started looking into it, and I said, okay, how much is this thing going to be? And $3,500. Okay, that's a good one. It's not the top end. They've got some fiberglass ones that are, it gets crazy, just like anything else. And so I reached out to a friend here in town, and Jay Davis. You know, he's been a big part of this community for a long time, and he's our signing secretary for football, and I ref. And so I've known Jay a long time. And I called him up and I said, hey, can you come by practice? Because I was a salesman for a long time. And I was like, I got to sell him on this $3,500 wheelchair. And so I brought him out there. And he came out, and I said, hey, I said, I need help with something here. I wonder if you can help me. And we talked a little bit, and Kendall was out there. I said, you see that athlete right there? He said, yeah. I said, she can't race in that chair. She's got to have a special chair. He said, well, what do you need? And I explained it to him. And 2 days later, he had gotten a check for me from the Elks and a check from the Kiwanis Club for about a total of $5,000. So we were able to get her chair, get it here. And we've got some left over for if we need some things, because she's got, you know, 4 more years left. Mm. And, you know, the odds of maybe needing tires or, you know, if we need another part or piece. So we've got a little bit of a cushion there for anything we might need in the future. So those guys were tremendous. So if you see anybody from the Elks or the Kiwanis Club, or you see Jay out there anywhere, you know, tell him thanks. I can't thank him enough for what he's done and the opportunities that they've presented for Kendall.
Have you seen any other wheelchair racers at any meets anyplace?
I have not, but talking to the folks in Louisville, they said they've got 3, and I believe they said Fort Knox has 1. So that would put a wheelchair athlete in 1A, 2A, 3A.
Okay.
And, you know, they're talking. They said they were in talking to some folks from Bowling Green. A lot of it's larger cities. We're easily, you know, the small.
Yes.
We're the small fish in this. But that doesn't mean we can't have, you know, big impact. Yeah.
We're talking this morning with Caldwell County track coach Steve Shaw. We need to get to a break, but we'll come back and have more right after this. Stay with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
BNC Unique Boutique. Ladies of all ages will enjoy shopping for the latest fashions, clothing, jewelry, shoes, and gifts. BNC Unique Boutique, Princeton and Grand Rivers, Kentucky.
Your Weather Edge Weather Center forecast by this afternoon. Might see a pop-up shower or two, maybe even a thunderstorm. Mostly sunny skies, high of 86. Thursday night, mostly clear skies, low around 65. And then we close our work week Friday with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the mid to late afternoon. Sunny skies, high of 89.
Hello, I'm Sheila Gates with Farmers Bank. Is your money working hard or hardly working? With a Farmers Bank certificate deposit, you get a safe investment with a predictable return on your hard-earned dollars. Call today and see how we can make rising interest rates a good thing for your bottom line. For a limited time only, ask about our new money promotion that gives you an even higher rate. Farmers Bank, live unique, bank unique, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Bend Park. That's where my summer happens.
It's where my family has come for generations for great times.
It's where amusement rides and water park slides are just my size.
It's where my friends and I have a blast with big thrill rides.
It's where we can do all the attractions and not spend time in long lines.
It's where you can have unlimited thrills with a 2023 season pass for just $74.99. A pass pays for itself in 2 visits and comes with 2 anytime bring a friend free tickets, discounts, and more. Visit beachbend.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. We thank you for tuning in this morning. We're talking with Caldwell County track coach Steve Shaw. Caldwell County track teams headed to Lexington for the Class 2A state track meet. And Steve, what's the game plan for you guys as you get ready for the state track meet tomorrow?
So today we'll have practice. Just as soon as I leave out of here, actually, we'll have practice early. I wanted to have one about the time kids are going to be participating tomorrow. So I wanted to get them start kind of shifting. You know, most track meets we have are 5 o'clock and after in the afternoon. Even if we have a meet on a Saturday, usually those aren't until about 10 or 11. So they're going to fire this thing off at 9. I mean, they will start, I think Cooper throws shot at 9. Ava will be high jumping at 9 o'clock. You know, they'll start the 4x8 at 9, and they'll get rolling, and they'll roll it along pretty quick, and they'll keep it on time as long as weather doesn't happen. So we'll have practice till about 10:30. We've got a few things we got to put up. I always hate it, not because I got to put stuff up, carry around a bunch of heavy stuff like hurdles and the high jump pit, but the fact that, you know, we're putting stuff up for the season. Then we'll get done with that. We should be done out of there by about 11. That gives the kids a couple hours. Go home, grab their stuff, get a shower, grab some lunch, and then we're going to hit the road about 1 o'clock, get to Lexington, get checked in, and then I've been talking to them about what they want to go eat, and we talk a lot about nutrition on, you know, especially a couple days, kind of starting a few days before a meet, staying away from, you know, really fatty, staying away from pizzas and hot dog or hamburgers and, yeah, you know, anything that's greasy and heavy. Start, you know, more water and Gatorade and stuff like that as opposed to sweet tea and Cokes. Mm-hmm. And So then, you know, they'll get to bed, you know, probably crash about 10 o'clock or so. They're really good about not staying up too late. They take it serious. They know what it means. A lot of times, you know, I've been to sporting events where kids will, you know, they'll stay up till 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, and then they can't understand why they don't perform at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
We'll get up in the morning. We'll have team breakfast about 6:45, and, you know, we'll leave about 7. Gates open at 7:30, and so we'll have to get there, get our stuff out, get 10 up. I've got a couple things to find out. I got to kind of find out about Kendall, what exactly, because they – this is the weirdest thing about track. It's the only sport you're not allowed to be on the field and coach your athletes.
Yeah.
At the state track meet, I've got to stay in the stands with everybody else, and that just doesn't make any sense to me. From a coaching standpoint, I see a bit of it, what the state's doing, because, I mean, you got 40, 45 teams up there, and we've all got 2, 3, 4, 5 coaches. So, okay, now what are you going to – yeah, you can't have 200 people out there running around. I kind of wish they'd make an exception, at least let the head coach out there. But I got to find out what's going on with Kendall because, again, for her and I both, this is the first time. You know, and she needs to get into her chair and get, you know, set up. And then once she gets there, we got to get her out. But then Avery is scheduled to run the last event for us is the girls 200. And she's scheduled for that. I think it's 110 is what I saw on the schedule. So, and then we'll be heading back.
Now, do you guys have any pre-meet traditions or superstitions when you go to state?
There's not really for state. You know, it's just I try to treat it like any other meet. Mm-hmm. I want it to be, you know, the same routine. Like our practice today will be our practice before every other meet. Mm-hmm. We'll do some block work for starts. We'll do some relay work. Jumpers will get some jumps in. And then we'll call it a day. It'll be kind of a light day for us. But it'll be all the same things that we normally do. And you know, we go up there usually that night. We'll eat, and then everybody will kind of come hang out, like in my room for a little while. And we'll talk and laugh about stuff that happened during the season. And then, you know, kids will go their separate ways. You know, we'll check, make sure everybody's in their rooms about 10, and you know, we'll trust them to be at breakfast in the morning. So,
now we mentioned it's the Class 2A state track meet. Have you heard anything else on the rumor that Caldwell County Track might be going to 1A next year?
My understanding is it's done, and we are moving to 1A next year,
okay.
Which is good for us. It's still going to be just as challenging. There's a lot of good teams down in 1A, Murray and Fort Campbell and UHA. There's a bunch. So there'll be a lot more teams. We had 7 teams, and now we're going to about 10. Oh. So,
but you get away from the Paducah Tillmans and the Callaway Counties and those kind of people.
Yeah, we're getting away from having to compete with schools that are twice our size.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that makes a big difference. You know, it'll be like if in football, if, you know, if we had to compete against, you know, 4A schools, it makes a big difference. You know, just the depth, really. You know, we've got athletes that can run. Well, I mean, we've proven it. You can see it by our regionals. You know, we can compete. We can finish, you know, top 2 or 3 in a lot of events. It's just that second athlete or – the depth on a relay team, or finding somebody for every event. That's where it hurts us.
Yeah. Weather forecast for tomorrow in Lexington, I think, is sunny and about 90, so yeah. It's going to be a little warm.
We've been trying to get out in it, and I've been trying to slowly condition them for it. The good thing is practice has been a lot harder than meets are going to be. And other than Avery, everybody's got 1 or 2 things as opposed to 4. So they can really just – 100% of the way in every event tomorrow.
What do you guys have to do to bring back some medals?
It's got to be PRs. You know, we have to. You know, we go up against, you know, some of these teams. 4x2 on the girls' side, I think we're really good. 4x1, we'd have to really get one and just hit everything spot on. And just, I think everybody'd have to run their best time. But you know what? If you're going to do that, the state meet is the place to do it.
Yes.
You know, Nichols has been at it on the triple. I think if he gets in the 40s, he's got a really good chance. He hits a 41, he'll probably medal. You'll get some people that get up there, they'll get a little nervous. They won't jump as well. It's different at different time in the morning. Same thing with running. You know, you sit around and it's going to be really hot, and we just haven't had that this year. So, you know, who's smart about their conditioning? Who's smart about, you know, just preparing yourself with fluids and stretching and staying cool can make a big difference. And then just, you know, then sometimes it just comes down to who wants it.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, I'm not going to get beat. I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to catch this person. You know, I'm going through the line. I'm running, you know, 210 meters.
Yeah. Well, good luck to you guys up there tomorrow in Lexington. Safe travels, and again, go up there and get some medals and bring them back.
That's the goal. Bring something back. I always like coming home with a little jewelry.
All right. Thanks for coming in this morning. I appreciate it.
Thanks, as always, for having us, and thanks for everything you do during the year.
That is Caldwell County track coach Steve Shaw. Also earlier this morning, Caldwell County boys basketball head coach Chuck Mitchell joining us on the show. That's going to wrap us up for this edition of the Sideline Report. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your SportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY. WPKY Princeton.